On the screen, you can see our rough draft map for Texas Reds 2014. The north end is actually on the left side of your screen where the green draft Texas Reds label is. We have reduced our footprint by about 6 city blocks, and so it starts now at 22nd Street. The red-pink color boxes are general areas that we're looking for music stages. One of the changes we are making is that we are eliminating a headliner and we are adding 2 full days of entertainment for Texas Reds. The orange blocks are going to be either vendor, art, or seating booths for people to enjoy themselves throughout the day. And all of that is dependent on how many vendors and artists we have signed up. The green tents will be our winery tents, and the layout, specific layout, will also depend on the number of wineries that we sign up. We have yellow, which are our food vendors, and also we are looking to introduce craft beer this year. So this is our tentative layout. We've met with Kevin, the electrician, and there's a few potentially tents or zones that might move just a little bit to adjust for power, but this is what we have right now.
Very good. Thank you.
I don't know if they've already turned the map off. Did you mention the sports zone as well?
I did not.
Okay. Yeah, it's up there. And that, again, remember that everything is a little bit general. That may come closer to the intersection there. What Amanda is handing you now is our anticipated expenses for Texas Reds. We have had a number of meetings, phone calls, done an enormous amount of research, and these numbers are based on either previous cost for Texas Reds or what we have secured in the way of bids or pretty good estimates from the companies that we've talked to. So the ones that are in yellow, these are the ones that we know that we will have to incur some expenses up front, that we will have to pay some deposits, we'll have to secure entertainment and so forth. And then to the side where it says upfront cost, that is based on those highlighted numbers. A few of them you see are reduced. For example, the entertainment, sound, and lighting line, we're showing $6,000 upfront. That's what they have asked for as a deposit. So totaling all of what we expect to have to pay in the next couple of months totals $127,000. At the bottom, you'll notice the city expenses. We've met with the city numerous times about the services that they will be providing. And it's our opinion, as well as theirs, that a couple of these things, while we might be able to go outside and use a different source to provide that same service, why change what they've been doing in the past? They know Texas Reds better than anybody. So, if, for example, the fire department, the police department, and so forth, those are the experts on how to get everything mapped out. So we will rely on their expertise to handle that piece of it. The anticipated revenues, we've not put any dollar amounts there because, of course, that's all fluid, but we have a pretty good idea, again, based on past history for Reds. Just a couple of things that I wanted to note, and then I'll take some questions if you have them. The remainder of the cost, we anticipate the revenue will cover. If there are any remaining funds after everything has been paid for, we will use that as seed money for next year. We've already planned to set up a separate Texas Reds bank account. That money will not be commingled with our other funds. And any excess funds will be reserved for seed money, because it's our goal to become less and less reliant on the city. We think we've got a great start at a plan, and we feel like this will be a very popular festival, even more so than the past. I mean, that's what you always want. You want each year to be better and better. And so our goal is to build up a reserve fund for Texas Reds and, again, decrease the reliance on the city. We've taken great pains to talk to merchants, to include them in the decision-making process. The move to Saturday-Sunday is because of those conversations. The merchants are happy that they're not going to have to close early or have those streets closed a day early, so that was a good thing. We've had, like I said, a lot of research, a lot of questions, a lot of conversations back and forth, so I really feel like that the staff has done their homework and we're ready to move forward, and that's why we're requesting this amount to begin making those deposits. Any questions I can answer?
How do you propose to have all these? Well, first of all, let me ask you, the music events, these going to be playing at the same time?
They will. We will probably have a staggered start to the day. Some bands may begin at 10, some at 11. We are going to be booking local and regional acts, and so while we won't have a headliner, we have a few local people that have a fairly wide following. So probably what we would do is make sure that their time is at a different time than, you know, kind of make sure the little stage headliners, if you will, are at different times. But we feel like having that continuous music is going to help keep people down here, keep them entertained. And I'm happy to tell you that we do already have one band booked, and it is a local act, and that's Katie Hamlin Band, and her father, Mark Hamlin, as I'm sure most of you know. So we're excited about the ability to showcase our local and regional people.
Good. And in those locations, you don't think that one band would interfere with the music of the other?
That's a great question. We talked with RDM Sound about that, and we have plans. While you may see, you know, exactly perpendicular or whatever rectangles on there, some of those stages may be angled a certain way, and they will be able to control the sound so that it's not bleeding over into one area or the other. We will sit down with them several times, I'm sure, to make sure that that's not an issue.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Yeah. Your wholesale price for wine and beer?
Yes.
So you will be selling wine and beer, and there will be a profit experience?
Yes.
From that?
Yes.
Okay.
The reason we need more up front for the wine, I think, we have to purchase that ahead of time, whereas the beer distributors have told us that they can basically be on site and pay as you go, I guess, if you will.
Any other questions?
The advertising, marketing, there's no deposit. It's just straight full $40,000?
Yes. That's going to be both local, regional, and statewide advertising. We want to pull people into Bryan College Station for the weekend, so we need to advertise in some of the publications and sites that are targeted to travelers and tourists. We may not end up spending $40,000 on that. I noticed this morning that we didn't put a line over for upfront for the volunteer and ambassador shirts. So if we don't spend all of our marketing budget, we may use that for the shirts.
Okay. Anything else?
Do we know the date yet?
September 27th and 28th.
Okay.
Identical dates to last year, but it's a Saturday-Sunday this time. And again, I think we mentioned before, but that is an away game for Texas A&M. They'll be playing Arkansas, and that's why we have the Sports Zone, so that people can watch that game.
Yeah, it's a good thing. It's pretty good size there. I imagine we'll have a lot of people who want to see that game.
Right. We hope so.
Well, this is going to be exciting, and we'll be watching to see how it turns out with Saturday and Sunday. I think that's going to be I think that's a great idea, and glad that the merchants are happy about that.
Yeah. Sunday morning we'll have a faith emphasis. We'll have a gospel brunch. We're going to be talking to some local churches about being able to provide some music at the palace that morning. So the vendors will not open up on Sunday until noon. Obviously the alcohol and so forth, none of that will take place until noon. So be a very family-oriented morning on Sunday morning.